blameless. But what things were gain to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet, indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, that which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. Verse 12. Not that I have already attained, nor am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to the things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are matured, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Praise the Lord. Remember that verse 4 says, though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks they have confidence in the flesh, I must so. Brethren, I'm focusing on verse 12 to 16, but I took the time to read from verse 1 so that we can have an idea of what Paul is talking about. If he wants to talk about having confidence in the flesh, he himself said, nobody has had it more than him. And then he began to give us his background. That is how he has walked with the Lord, thinking that he knew the Lord and he knew what God wanted. But he said, and this is my own understanding, that after he discovered Christ, he put all those things behind him. Why? So that he may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. But thank God, Paul said that it is not that he has already attained or that he has already been perfected. Are you listening? But he is saying to us, he is pressing on, that he may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has already laid hold of him. Praise the Lord. And this is what the Lord is asking from you and I. The same thing. That what God has already laid hold of us will not slip. Praise the Lord. If you look The Bible, in that verse 12, he says, for which Christ Jesus has already laid hold of, underline the word of me, not for me. There is a difference between of and for. If he had said for me, it means he's talking about the finished work on the cross. But he is saying that which Jesus has laid hold of me. That is, those things he has done in me. Those areas I am now convinced about. The things that God is doing in me. The work that God is completing in me. When God lays hold on an individual, it means that without any iota of doubt, you know fully well that God is at work and that you are convinced concerning this. It's like the issue of salvation. When you give your life to Christ, make sure you are holding on to him, because it took God to open your eyes on that very day. And you are not willing to go back. We will not go back in Jesus' name. And because of that, we know beyond any reasonable doubt that God has laid hold of us concerning salvation, and we are willing to press on in him. And Paul is saying that even that which God has done is not yet perfected in me yet. I haven't even attained to God's expectation. He says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. Praise the Lord. I do not count myself to have apprehended. He said, but one thing I know. I am not saying that I have obtained. I am not saying that I am there. I am not saying that I've gotten it. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Then he said, I press towards the goal. Brethren, each and every one of us has a goal. The first goal that we have is that we want to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus. That same goal is that we want to attain eternal life. We don't want to lose it. And another thing, goal that we have is this. The first one is eternal life. That is the biggest goal that you and I can ever desire to attain. Let none of us forget that. That is our greatest desire in life. Number one, eternal life. He said, I press towards that goal. And remember that the Bible tells us we should work out our salvation with fear and with trembling. Remember, in this same Philippians chapter 2, in verse 12, he said, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Brethren, this is very, very vital. And this is very, very important, that we will work out our salvation with fear and with trembling. Let us keep our eyes on him. Let us keep our eyes on the finished work. Let us keep our eyes on what Jesus himself has earned for us. We should work out our salvation, whether we are being watched or whether we are not being watched. The eyes of the Lord goes to and fro the entire earth. Self strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. God sees our heart and he wants us to continue to press on in him. Secondly, concerning the first point, let's go to Jude, the book of Jude. The book of Jude in verse 3. Jude is only one. In verse 3, it says, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men, who turned the grace of our God into lewdness and denied the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, Jude is telling us, just like Paul said in Philippians 3, that we should work out our salvation, Jude is saying we should contend earnestly, earnestly for the faith. Remember, Paul has said earlier, "That which God has laid hold of me, I am going to allow him to work it out in my life, and I'm not going to let go." My prayer is that we will not let go in the mighty name of Jesus. He is now saying to us, contend earnestly. This is Jude talking now. Contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. And in order for us to contend earnestly, we must also have an understanding of what that faith is. We must also be able to discern that faith, and we must allow the Holy Spirit to teach us and to show us what his word means. I pray in the name of Jesus that none of us will fall short. In the name of Jesus. Brethren, number two. You remember I said the first thing is that we should press towards the goal, and our first goal is that we will all rule and reign with the Lord and inherit eternal life. Secondly, we have a goal that we still need to press through in ministry. The goal of ministry, that which God has laid in your heart, the assignment that the Lord has given to you. There is a general assignment for you and I, and that is what is said in Mark chapter 16, where he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." This is Jesus himself speaking Praise the Lord. Mark 16, verse 15, he said, and I read, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And this sign shall follow those who believe. He said, in my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." This is the charge that Jesus gave to you and I. This is not even for a selected few in the kingdom. This is for every one of us, that we have to rise up to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every creature does not mean only women like us. Every creature does not mean only adults. Every creature also includes men, women, youths, teens, children, everyone, every race. Wherever we find ourselves, we must allow the gospel to be heard. We must not keep our mouths shut. He said we should go and preach the gospel to every creature. So this is the first and very important assignment for you and I. When we stand before him, is he going to say, "Well done, faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord"? Is that what he's going to say to you and to me? So we must not keep quiet. We must continue to press on in that. Like Paul said, "I press towards the goal. I press towards the goal of that prize, of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." The be part of this very one, that is the work concerning the work of God, is your own personal assignment. Yes, we all have a general assignment. Go and preach the gospel. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will no longer keep quiet. We will continue to press on in God and make sure that this gospel is being preached, and make sure that everyone hears it, and make sure that the people around us are not left out. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And then, as I said, the B part of number two, 2B, is that we all have individual assignments. There are things God said to you. There are ideas he has laid on your heart. There are visions he has given to you. Brethren, press towards that goal. Press towards that mark. He said, towards the goal for that, the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Press towards it. Some of us are discouraged because of what is happening around us. Some of us are discouraged, probably because of illness. Some of us are discouraged because of one persecution or the other. Jesus never told us that it is going to be so easy. He never told us that, look, we will find things so easy. He never said that. He said, if they persecute me, know that they will also persecute you. You have the truth, keep preaching it. You have the truth in your heart, keep expressing it. allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Brethren, we will all give account of that which God has laid on our hearts. I want to challenge you this day that do not put that vision on the shelf. Some may say, oh, there is still time. Okay, I will wait for 1 month, or I will wait till next year. That is called procrastination. Whatever it is God is asking you to do, rise up and do it. Take one step at a time and press towards the goal. Don't start the work and leave it halfway. Keep pressing on. Even if you feel you are slow, keep pressing on. It is better to be slow than to stop. Do not stop the work. Keep pressing on. Even if you don't understand what is going on, trust God to lead you aright. Praise the Lord. He said we can press towards the goal. He said we should press towards the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I pray that none of us will be found wanting in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that each and every one of us will press in until we attain the goal that God has prepared for us in Jesus' name. I pray that each and every one of us will gain stature. We will all gain strength. And the Lord himself will help us to push on in the mighty name of Jesus. He says, as many as are matured, brethren, it takes maturity. Jesus Christ learned obedience through the things he suffered. If you are not willing to suffer for Christ, I will wonder who your Savior is. We have to leave our comfort zone. We have to leave when things are too easy for us and allow the Lord to take us through the crucible of perseverance, of patience, of self-control, of joy and of love, and of faith in Christ. Take us through the crucible of his goodness and faithfulness that is the fruit of the Spirit, so that at the end of the day, he will say to you and I, well done, faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. So shall it be for us in Jesus' name. Thirdly, as I round up, let us press towards the goal of keeping our families together. This is important. We should not leave them behind. As we war concerning them in our closet, we should also endeavor to reach out to them and make sure that they are in. I'm talking about our nuclear families and also our extended families too. Remember, God brought you into that family and he has not made a mistake. You don't have any other family but that one. Don't leave your family behind. Don't push your family to the side. Press towards the goal that God has prepared for your family. Because you are the woman, you are not the head of the family. Your husband is the head, but you can still pray. You can pray for divine guidance, that God will guide your entire family according to his will. And I pray in Jesus' name, we will pray aright in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you are the one taking decisions in your family, I also pray that God will give you wisdom to to lead the family aright in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for each and every one of you that you will excel in the name of Jesus. Your eyes will be fixed on the Lord. The Lord will reveal himself more and more to you. You will hear God's voice clearly and distinctly in the mighty name of Jesus. As you press towards this goal that God is talking about, as you press towards the goal, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will not be tired. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will stand strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will attain that which God has prepared for you. In the name of Jesus. Stand up with this scripture in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, I want to read verse 13. Jesus is the one speaking here. Jesus said, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved." Brethren, don't believe what a lot of people are peddling these days. Once saved, ever saved. There is nothing like that. We need to work out our salvation. We need to press towards the goal that God has prepared for us. So I want to encourage one of you. Remember that Jesus said, "He who endures to the end will be saved." What does that mean? He who endures to the end. It means that some people will fall away along the way. That is not our portion. And that is not the portion for any member of our family. None of us will fall away in Jesus' name. I pray that our eyes will be on the Lord. I pray that we will lay hold of eternal life. And I pray that we will gain stature and stamina and good health to be able to keep pressing until we see our Lord in glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you and keep you. And I want you to, let's pray together. I want you to pray that the Lord will keep you standing. And that the Lord will also keep you and the heir of your family standing till the very end. And as many as are waiting for him all over the world, the Lord will keep them standing. And we pray in Jesus' name. Can we pray in Jesus' name? Our Father and our God, we pray that you will keep us standing. We pray that your grace will be mighty upon us. We pray that none of us will fall by the wayside. We pray and we pray for every member of our family, that you will keep us standing in Jesus' name, that we will attain the goal that you have prepared for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we have given our lives and our hearts to you. We want to continue to press on in you. And we pray in the name of Jesus that we will not miss out in Jesus' name. Uphold us, King of Glory. Strengthen us in every of life. Help us, O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep each and every one of us and our loved ones standing in the mighty name of Jesus. We are pressing towards the goal. open our eyes of understanding. Help us, Lord, even as you lead us. Help us to obey you and to follow your leading. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to pray for you. I pray that the Lord will bless you. I pray that the Lord will bless you. I pray that he will cause his face to shine upon you. I pray he will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. The work of God in your hands will move forward in the name of Jesus. The grace of God will be mighty upon you to do the work in the mighty name of Jesus. None of you will be lost. Each and every one of you will attain the goal and the prize that God has ordained for you in Jesus' name. I cover you and your family in the blood of Jesus. No evil shall befall you, and no plague shall come near your dwelling, in the mighty name of Jesus. Is there any wrong word spoken into your life? I cancel those words in Jesus' name. Is there any wrong counsel that you have been given? I rebuke such counsel and I put a stop to them in the name of Jesus. Let only the counsel of the Lord stand in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that the grace of God will be mighty upon you. And I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that the spirit of might and counsel from the living God will rest upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with you. It is well with your soul. It is well with your body. It is well with your family. None of you shall be lost in the mighty name of Jesus. None of us will be the king of perdition in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray specially that we will continue to discern your grace and allow your grace to be worked out in our lives in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord increase you on every side. That you even came for this retreat, may the Lord visit you in a special way. May the Lord reward you abundantly. May you see the effect of this sacrifice in your life. And may the Lord keep you to the very end. Each and every one of us will rule and reign with the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Daddy will also be ministering to you. Daddy will be ministering to you. He'll be sharing with you. And I pray that each and every one of you will be greatly blessed in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day. I trust that before the end of the retreat, I will also still come on to give you the parting word. God bless you all. Enjoy your day.